Welcome back to NeuroConverse and Leadership, where we talk about effective communication in the STEM workplace. I'm Jeremy Doran. I help great scientists, engineers, and doctors become great leaders. Have you ever been in a room and felt like everyone understood something but you didn't? Have you ever actually asked the question and found out no one else really understood it either? Today, we're going to talk about the relationship between confidence and asking questions. A number of years ago, I started at one of the very large financial firms as a financial advisor, and they would always have lunch and learns. Someone would come in, feed us sandwiches, and then tell us about their product. One time, it was a person who was talking about their bond portfolio, and this person must have said the term duration 5 or 6 times. I was brand new. I didn't know what duration was, so I leaned over and I asked the very experienced advisor next to me, I said, "What does duration mean?" And he looked at me and said, "It's tough to explain." And from that, I took it to mean that he didn't really understand it either. So I actually raised my hand and I asked the presenter, "Can you please explain duration?" He said, "Oh, I'm glad you asked." And he spent 10 minutes going over duration. And there was an audible sigh of relief from most of the people in the room. What I found out that even these experienced people, most of them didn't really understand what the person was talking about, but they weren't going to ask the question. And I was brand new, so I thought it was okay to look dumb. So I raised my hand, I asked the question, got the answer. But it was so interesting how few people were willing to ask the question. It takes bravery, or in my case, just being so new that you don't really worry if you look dumb. My thought is I'd rather ask the question and look ignorant than not ask the question and remain so. And what I've found is that in people in leadership positions who are willing to ask questions just get so much extra respect. They just look and feel so confident. There was a manager at a company I worked at, Aaron Davis, may he rest in peace. He was usually the smartest or one of the smartest people in the room and almost always the most knowledgeable. And he would still ask questions all the time. He was so confident that he knew a lot of things that if he didn't know the answer, it was a good question. It was valid. Most people probably weren't going to know the answer if he didn't. And then it would start a conversation. And what it also did was it got other people feeling very willing to ask questions. So the confidence that it takes to ask questions is palpable. And people say there's no such thing as a dumb question. Maybe. That's probably true. But there are some questions that are definitely better than others. If you're asking a question out of laziness, it may not be a dumb question, but it's not a good one. If you weren't paying attention and the topic was covered, but you didn't hear it because you weren't paying attention, or everyone was supposed to do some background research and you should know it, or you could easily find the answer on your own, but you're basically just being lazy and asking someone to solve your problem for you rather than looking it up. Those aren't dumb questions, but they're not great questions. However, if none of those things are true, then you should feel comfortable asking. If you weren't supposed to know it, if it wasn't already covered, and it's not super easy to find out, ask the question. Show how confident you are by asking questions. But you want to ask good questions. If you want to show that you're knowledgeable, then ask next level questions. If you're knowledgeable and you don't understand something, chances are good that other people don't understand it either. They may think they do, but they probably only have a surface level. When you're asking a really good question, it is a next level question, not just, "Oh, what does that mean?" But the next level is in a personal conversation, it might be, "Oh, really? What did that mean to you? Or why is that so important?" Something to get them going into the next level of explanation for what they just said. Or in business, it might be along the lines of, "Well, we're all assuming that the clients want this particular feature. Have we confirmed it? Have we done market surveys do we know for sure? That's a pretty good next level question to make sure you're going down the right path. Or alternatively, let's assume that all of the data we have is correct and that this is going to be a product that people love. What is that going to mean for us? For instance, I was once helping a client. They were having a meeting talking about how they can win this massive new contract. It would be by far the biggest contract they've ever had. This whole meeting was about what they need to do in order to win it. They asked me to come in just to moderate. There was one person who was not participating much and he looked a little antsy, and I asked him, I said, you look like you have a question. Can you share it? He said, well, if we win this deal, where will we get all the materials needed and how will we be able to pay for it? Some people immediately pushed back on that and I stopped them and I said, well, let's explore the question. And what they ended up realizing is that they weren't going to be able to source everything in time and they definitely weren't going to be able to afford it. So what they did was they changed their negotiation. So they were going into a negotiation with this prospective client, and now they knew that some things they had to ask for were partial payment up front so that they could be able to afford all the materials they were going to need. And they also had to change the timeline, knowing how long it was going to take to get some of the supplies. So they went into the negotiation fully understanding what they could and could not offer. The client agreed to pay them partial upfront. They had to make a concession on the price, but they won the contract. It changed their company. And if they hadn't understood all of their needs, then it would have been a disaster. As it was a smashing success and it brought them to the next level. Which brings me to the other point of that is you cannot dismiss questions just because you don't like them. When you dismiss a question you don't like, it usually means that you're not confident either in your understanding or in the path you've chosen. So if you can't handle a question that challenges, then the confidence in your course is probably pretty weak. So I recommend accepting the question and really think about it. It may not be something that you need to address at that point, but make sure that it's not. If it's not, then just let them know. Say, hey, this is an important thing. It's not what we're talking about right now. And then schedule another time when you can go ahead and talk about it. But don't just dismiss it out of hand. Much like being afraid to ask questions, being afraid to answer them is another sign of lack of confidence. A way not to ask questions is asking questions you obviously already know just to make your point, or questions that will trap the other person, make them look foolish, or prove your point in one way. I actually was in a meeting one time. Someone raised their hand, asked a question, and then couldn't stop himself from saying, I already know the answer, but I want to make sure everyone else does as well. Like, well, if you already know that, then why don't you just tell us what's important for people to know rather than asking a question and then not being able to stop yourself from showing just how smart you are. So don't do that when you're asking questions. Just to reiterate, asking and handling questions well both require confidence. The most impressive thing you can do is asking really good questions, especially in a job interview. If you're in a job interview and you bring questions, be prepared. So you've done some study. They're good questions, not just throwaway. They show that you have a level of understanding. You have them in writing, and then you take notes on the answers. Oh boy, in a business meeting and or interview, that is going to go a long way. That's going to make you look pretty good. So to wrap it up, thank you for listening to another episode of Neuroconversant Leadership. It is really fun talking to you through this podcast, but I like talking in person even better. So, does your organization have any meetings coming up where they would like to have a speaker? I'd love to talk to you about what specifically you're looking for. Find out if I or one of the other speakers that I know would be a good fit. So, if you're interested, go to my website, neuroconversantleadership.com, and contact me. We can set up a time to talk. Hope you are having a great day, and I'll talk to you again next week.